Have you ever heard 60 biplanes start their engines at the same time? I need you to close your eyes and imagine this with me for a second. 60 radial engines coughing to life one after another, in a chain reaction of thunder and blue smoke rolling across a grass field in the middle of Illinois. I'm Ramp, and this is Ramp Check on Radio Hangar, and I have just witnessed one of the most beautiful things in all of aviation. I'm standing on the flight line at Galesburg Municipal Airport in Galesburg, Illinois, and I am surrounded by Boeing Stearman biplanes in every direction. Yellow ones, blue ones, red ones, silver ones with military markings still on the fuselage. There are Stearmans parked wingtip to wingtip as far as I can see down this grass strip, and the smell out here is something you cannot bottle. It is avgas and cut grass and old fabric dope and just a little bit of campfire smoke drifting over from the camping area. This is the National Stearman Fly-In, and if you have never been here, we need to fix that. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins for every step of the journey. First solo, private pilot, instrument rating, all the way up. Mark the milestones that matter. Every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Okay, so let me set the scene for you, because this event is unlike any other fly-in I have ever attended. Galesburg is a small town in western Illinois, about halfway between Peoria and the Quad Cities. The airport sits on the edge of town, and for 51 weeks out of the year, it is a quiet little general aviation field. Runway 13/31, about 3,600 feet of asphalt, and then this gorgeous grass area alongside it. But for 1 week every September, this place transforms. It becomes the Stearman capital of the world. The National Stearman Fly-In has been running for decades, and this year they pulled in over 70 registered Stearmans. 70. That is the largest gathering of Boeing Stearman Model 75s, also known as the PT-17 Cadet, anywhere on the planet. And I got to walk among every single one of them this morning. Let me take you on this ramp walk, because it is incredible. I started down at the south end of the grass parking area just after sunrise. The fog was still hanging low over the field, and you could just barely make out the silhouettes of those big round cowlings poking up through the mist. It looked like a scene from 1942. I'm not kidding. For a moment I forgot what century I was in. The first plane I stopped at belonged to a guy named Dale from Wichita, Kansas, and there is something perfect about that, because the Stearman factory was in Wichita. Boeing bought the Stearman Aircraft Company back in 1934, and Wichita is where they built thousands and thousands of these trainers for World War II, so Dale flying his Stearman from Wichita to Galesburg. That feels right. His airplane is a 1941 model, with a Continental W670 engine swap, beautiful navy blue with yellow wings. He has owned it for 23 years, and he told me something that stopped me in my tracks. He said, "I've flown this airplane to Galesburg every year for 23 years straight, rain or shine," he said. "It is the one trip he never cancels," and then he pointed down the row and said, "See that red one, four planes down, that is my buddy Steve. We have been flying in formation to Galesburg together for the last 15 years. They depart Wichita together, stop for fuel in Topeka, then press on across Missouri and into Illinois. Two open cockpit biplanes crossing the heartland at 105 miles per hour and 1,000 feet above the corn." Can you picture that? That is aviation at its absolute purest. And speaking of the flight in, I talked to a woman named Barbara, who flew her Stearman all the way from Fredericksburg, Texas. That is over 900 nautical miles in an open cockpit biplane with no electrical system and no radio. She navigates with a sectional chart on a kneeboard and a handheld GPS Velcro to the front cockpit. She said the trip took her 3 days with fuel stops roughly every 2 hours, and she was grinning the entire time she told me about it. She said the best part is flying over the Ozarks at sunset on the second day, when the ridges turn purple and the air gets smooth and cool. She said, "That is when I remember why I do this." Barbara is 71 years old, 71, and she is solo flying an open cockpit biplane across 4 states to come hang out with her Stearman family. I wanted to hug her. I wanted to be her when I grow up. Now let me tell you about the flying, because that is where this event really comes alive. Every morning they do formation flights. Groups of 5 or 6 Stearmans take off in sequence from the grass strip, join up over the countryside, and fly a big loop around Galesburg. I watched a 6-ship formation take off this morning, and the sound alone was worth the trip. Those Continental and Leica Ming radials have this deep-throaty growl that you feel in your chest.
and when six of them are running at full power on a take-off roll, the ground vibrates under your feet, you feel it in your teeth. But the real showstopper is the mass formation flight they do on Saturday. This is the event everyone comes for. They will put as many Starmans in the air at once as they safely can, and this year they are talking about attempting a formation of over 40 aircraft. 40 Starmans in the sky at the same time. The formation leaders have been briefing all week. They run it like a military operation with specific taxi sequences, take-off intervals, join-up procedures, and route timing. Safety is everything. These are big old tail-draggers with limited forward visibility on the ground, so the ground marshals are out there working hard, and every pilot has a briefed position and a wingman to follow.
I got to sit in on one of the formation briefings last night in the big tent, and let me tell you, these pilots take this seriously. The lead pilot, a retired Air Force colonel named Jim, had a whiteboard diagram of every position in the formation. He walked through the departure procedure, the join-up altitudes, the route, the photo pass, and the recovery. He talked about lost wingman procedures and what to do if someone has an engine issue during the formation. It was professional and thorough, and you could see every pilot in that tent locked in and paying attention. This is not a casual Sunday fly-around. This is a precision operation with 70-year-old airplanes, and they execute it beautifully. I also have to tell you about the evening scene here because Galesburg at night is something special. Most of the pilots camp under the wings of their airplanes. They literally roll out sleeping bags next to their Starmans on the grass. So after the flying is done for the day, the whole field turns into this big open-air campground. People set up lawn chairs and little grills between the airplanes. Someone always has a guitar. The smell of burgers and brats mixes with that lingering Avgas scent, and you just sit there in a lawn chair with the sunset going orange and pink behind a row of biplane silhouettes and you think, this is it. This is what aviation is supposed to feel like. I sat with a group of about 8 pilots last night around a little fire pit, and I asked them what keeps them coming back, and the answer was unanimous. It is the people. One guy named Tom from Ohio said, I can fly my Stairman at home any day of the week. I come here because this is my family, and he meant it. These folks see each other once a year at this fly-in, and they pick right back up where they left off. They know each other's airplanes. They know each other's families. They help each other with maintenance issues and parts sourcing. There is a whole informal network of Stairman owners who share knowledge in parts and labor, and Galesburg is where that network physically comes together. I should mention the vendor area, too, because if you are in the market for Stairman parts, this is your candy store. There are vendors selling everything from original World War II-era instrument panels to newly manufactured wing ribs. There is a guy from Minnesota who specializes in Stairman fabric work, and he had a full wing panel on display showing his covering and painting process. Gorgeous work. There is another vendor who does nothing but Stairman exhaust systems, handmade stainless steel stacks that look like art, and there are booths selling aviation art and photography, flight gear, and of course about 9 different sources for Stairman hats and T-shirts. But my favorite vendor moment was finding a booth run by a high school shop class from Galesburg itself. These kids are restoring a Stairman as a school project. They had progress photos displayed on a board and the actual fuselage frame in the back of a trailer so people could see their work. The shop teacher told me they got a donated airframe that was basically a bare skeleton, and the students have been learning metalwork, woodwork, fabric covering, and engine systems by bringing this airplane back to life. The Stairman community has been donating parts and expertise to help them along. The teacher said 2 of his students have already decided they want to pursue careers in aircraft maintenance because of this project. You want to talk about inspiring the next generation? That is how you do it. Not with a PowerPoint presentation, with a real airplane and a rivet gun. Now I want to tell you about one more moment from today that I cannot get out of my head. Late this afternoon, after the scheduled flying was done, a Stairman came in from the east, low approach, just beautiful. It touched down on the grass and taxied up to the parking area. An older gentleman climbed out of the front cockpit, and when he took off his leather helmet, his hair was completely white. He had to be in his late 80s. He stood there for a moment, just looking at his airplane, and then he looked up at the rows of Stairmans all around him, and he got this expression on his face. I walked over and introduced myself, and he told me his name was Robert. He is 89 years old. He learned to fly in a Stairman in 1955 as a young army cadet. He said, this is the airplane that taught him what the sky feels like. He has owned his current Stairman for 31 years, and he has been flying to Galesburg for most of them. But he told me something quietly. He said, I think this might be my last trip out here. My medical is getting harder to keep, and the flight is getting longer every year. And then he smiled and said, "But I said that last year, too." The people around him laughed, and someone handed him a cold drink, and someone else started asking about his engine, and just like that he was home. 89 years old, still flying an open cockpit biplane across the Midwest to be with his people. That is Galesburg. That is the National Sturman Fly-In. It is not the biggest event in aviation. It is not the flashiest. There are no jets here, no pyrotechnics, no million-dollar warbirds. But I am telling you right now, this might be the most genuine aviation event in America. It is pilots and their airplanes and a grass field, and a community that has been doing this together for decades. If you fly a Sturman, you already know about this place. But if you do not, you should still come. They welcome everyone, fly in, drive in, it does not matter. Park your lawn chair by the runway and watch 70 biplanes do their thing. You will leave here with a full heart and probably a Sturman poster you did not need, but absolutely had to buy. This has been Ramp Check. Big thanks to the Sturman Fly-In organizers and all the pilots who shared their stories with me, especially Dale, Barbara, Tom, and Robert. More from the field at RadioHanger.com. Go find your Galesburg. See you out there.